it was the previous Fianna Fáil administration that began the closures and the cutbacks in both Lifford and St Joseph's Hospital, as I've been highlighting over the last number of months. And you know, it was back in 2005 when Fianna Fáil first started cutting beds in Lifford. They cut the beds by 25% between 2005 and 2010. The same happened in St Joseph's and Stranorder, and they also cut the staff numbers in both hospitals. And I think it's a bit hypocritical to be criticising the current government for doing exactly the same thing that they were doing in the previous administration.
Some might argue, though, that now is not the time to maybe look at the past, but to the future and what can be done. And if a commitment is a commitment, then that should be the case. Sinn Féin, are they giving a similar commitment to the issue?
Well, ultimately, nobody can make any commitments apart from the current government ministers. There is an election next week, but until that election is over and until we know who's going to be in the next government, nobody can make any promises or commitments because they don't know who's going to be in power. We have a government that is currently in power. We've seen with the Teachers Union of Ireland and the negotiations that they held with Minister Jan O'Sullivan last week that these ministers are still in situ. They're still able to make decisions. So the minister in charge of this decision was Minister Kathleen Lynch. She's able to give that commitment that St Joseph's, Remelton and Lifford will remain open. And it's in her power, and it's up to her to decide to do that.